Before we read the passage of Scripture, I want to read this brief column as an introduction. It was written by C.J. Hopkins, a man that I really do not know, but it's imperative that I share what he wrote. I want you to listen very carefully, because everything he says here is absolutely true. He calls his thesis, "The Invasion of the New Normals." They're here. No, not the pod people from Invasion of the Body Snatchers. We're not being colonized by giant alien fruit. I'm afraid it's a little more serious than that. People's minds are being taken over by a much more destructive and less otherworldly force, a force that transforms them overnight into aggressively paranoid, order-following, propaganda-parroting totalitarians. You know the people I'm talking about. Some of them are probably your friends and family, people you have known for years and who had always seemed completely rational, but who are now convinced that we need to radically alter the fabric of human society to protect ourselves from a virus that causes mild to moderate flu-like symptoms or absolutely no symptoms at all in over 95% of those infected, and that over 99.6% survive, which, it goes without saying, is totally insane. I've been calling them corona totalitarians, but I'm going to call them the new normals from now on, as that more accurately evokes the pathologized totalitarian ideology they are systematically spreading. At this point, I think it's important to do that because clearly their ideological program has nothing to do with any actual virus or any other actual public health threat. As is glaringly obvious to anyone whose mind has not been taken over yet, the apocalyptic coronavirus pandemic was always just a Trojan horse, a means of introducing the new normal, which they've been doing since the very beginning. The official propaganda started in March, and it reached full intensity in early April. Suddenly, references to the new normal were everywhere. The slogan has been relentlessly repeated in a textbook totalitarian big lie fashion for going on the past 6 months. We've heard it repeated so many times that many of us have forgotten how insane it is. The idea that the fundamental structure of society needs to be drastically and irrevocably altered on account of a virus that poses no threat to the vast majority of the human species. And make no mistake, that is exactly what the New Normal movement intends to do. New Normalism is a classic totalitarian movement, albeit with a pathological twist. And it is the goal of every totalitarian movement to radically, utterly transform society, to remake the world in its monstrous image. That is what totalitarianism is. This desire to establish complete control over everything and everyone, every thought, emotion, and human interaction. The character of its ideology changes. Nazism, Stalinism, Maoism, etc. But this desire for complete control over people, over society, and ultimately life itself is the essence of totalitarianism and what has taken over the minds of the new normals. In the new normal society, they want to establish, as in every totalitarian society, fear and conformity will be pervasive. Their ideology is a pathologized ideology, so its symbology will be pathological. Fear of disease, infection and death, obsessive attention to matters of health will dominate every aspect of life. Paranoid propaganda and ideological conditioning will be ubiquitous and constant. Everyone will be forced to wear medical masks to maintain a constant level of fear and an omnipresent atmosphere of sickness and death, as if the world were one big infectious disease ward. Everyone will wear these masks at all times, at work, at home, in their cars, everywhere. Anyone who fails or refuses to do so will be deemed a threat to public health and beaten and arrested by the police or the military or swarmed by mobs of new normal vigilantes. Cities, regions, and entire countries will be subjected to random police state lockdowns, which will be justified by the threat of infection. People will be confined to their homes for up to 23 hours a day and allowed out only for essential reasons. Police and soldiers will patrol the streets, stopping people, checking their papers, and beating and arresting anyone out in public without the proper documents or walking or standing too close to other people, like they are doing in Melbourne, Australia, currently. The threat of infection will be used to justify increasingly insane and authoritarian edicts, compulsory demonstration of fealty rituals, and eventually the elimination of all forms of dissent. Like every other totalitarian movement, in the end, they will do whatever is necessary to purify society of degenerate influences, i.e., anyone who questions or disagrees with them or who refuses to obey their every command. Despite this, the new normals will carry on with their lives as if everything were, well, completely normal. They will go out to restaurants and then movies with their masks. They will work, eat, and sleep with their masks. Families will go on holiday in their masks or in their protective personal upper body bubble wear. They will arrive at the airport 8 hours early, stand in their little color-coded boxes, and then follow the arrows on the floor to the health office officials in the hazmat suits, who will take their temperature through their foreheads, shove 10-inch swabs into their sinus cavities. Parents who wish to forego this experience will have the option to preventively vaccinate themselves and their children with the latest experimental vaccine, after signing a liability waiver, of course, within a week or so before their flights, and then present the officials with proof of vaccination and of their compliance with various other health guidelines on their digital identity and public health passports or subdermal biometric chips. Children, as always, will suffer the worst of it. They will be terrorized and confused from the moment they are born by their parents, their teachers, and by society at large. Which is exactly what they're doing to this, to the children that are being required to wear masks in school. It's terrorizing boys and girls. No excuse for it. That wasn't in the article. They will be subjected to ideological conditioning and paranoid behavioral modification at every stage of their socialization. With fanciful, reusable, corporate plague masks branded with lovable cartoon characters, paranoia included, paranoia-inducing picture books for toddlers, and paranoid social distancing rituals, among other forms of psychological torture. I think you get the picture. I hope so, because I don't have the heart to go on. I pray this glimpse into the new normal future has terrified and angered you enough to rise up against it before it's too late. This isn't a joke, folks. The new normals are serious. If you cannot see where their movement is headed, you do not understand totalitarianism. Once it starts and reaches this stage, it does not stop, not without a fight. It continues to its logical conclusion. The way that usually happens is people tell themselves, it isn't happening. It can't be happening, not to us. They tell themselves, this, as the totalitarian program, is implemented step by step, one seemingly harmless step at a time. They conform because at first the stakes aren't so high, and their conformity leads to more conformity. And the next thing they know, they're telling their grandchildren that they had no idea where the trains were going. If you have made it through to the end of this essay, your mind hasn't been taken over yet. The new normals clicked off around paragraph 2. What it means is that it is your responsibility to speak up and to do whatever else you can to stop the new normal future from becoming a reality. You will not be rewarded for it. You'll be ridiculed and castigated for it. Your new normal friends will hate you for it. Your new normal family will forsake you for it. The new normal police might arrest you for it. It is your responsibility to do it anyway, as, of course, it is also mine.